Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Pick. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Carlson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hal Carlson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting third. The first baseman, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting fifth. The second baseman, George Grantham. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Aldridge. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vic Aldridge. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright can't make a play. That's a base hit. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball four. Adams moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. There goes Adams. The throw from Gooch and Adams is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Beck fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett takes first base on ball four. Stevenson moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Hartnett moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Barnhart trying to get to third. Webb throws the ball into Pick, who tags Barnhart for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 0 for 1 in the game. Pick hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Webb strikes out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Right fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 2, Pirates, 2. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 1 in the game. Grantham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Grimm moves to third. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grimm scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 0 for 1 in the game. Carlson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Grantham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pick hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Morrison now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grantham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is called out on strikes. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 0-for-2 in the game. Carlson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-2 in the game. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Carlson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Webb hits a pop-up towards short. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-2 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barnhart hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a line drive into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wehner. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright fields it and has Hartnett trapped. There's the throw to Trainer and over to Grantham, who tags Hartnett for the out. Beck moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 0-for-3 in the game. Carlson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beck scores. It's 6-2, Cubs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gooch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Fred Brickell pinch hits for Johnny Morrison. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wehner hits a pop-up towards third. Pick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck misplays the ball. That's an error on Beck. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Van Groen now pitching. Eddie Pick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pick takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Webb bunts towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Webb moves to third. Stevenson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Grimm is hit by the pitch. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-3 in the game. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Trainer reaches third base with a triple. Grantham goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3 Cubs. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trainer scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Cubs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.